Time to Forget by Ms. ZM, read by Jade Svar. Yanto watched the rain as it hit the window. Drops clung to the glass, sliding downwards and blurring the pane until he could no longer see the fields outside. "Are you sure you want this, Yanto?" Jack's voice cut through the silence of the room. He nodded. "It's time, Jack. Time to forget the past." Even as he said it, Yanto wasn't sure. He'd asked Jack to bring him to this remote farmhouse near Lake Bala in the north, knowing that his cousins were away and wouldn't mind his using it. The intention had been that they would have a few last days together, before Jack retconned him and left him to get on with the rest of his life. It wasn't proving as simple as Yanto had thought. "This isn't a game, you know, Yanto. If we do this, you'll be wiping out most of your adult life." Yanto felt Jack's arms thread around his waist, and he sighed, relaxing back against his boss, his friend, his lover. "Don't you ever lie in bed at night and think about your life, Jack?" he asked. "Don't you wish you let go of everything? The battles of your youth, the pain, the anger." Jack's lips brushed against the back of his neck. "Of course I do. There's so much I wish I didn't remember." Jack paused. "But then I think, everything I've been through, every decision I've made, and every wrong turn I've taken, has led me here." "To me," murmured Yanto, closing his eyes and arching his neck as Jack continued his trail of kisses. "To you," agreed Jack, tightening his embrace. Yanto smiled. "You have no idea how much I want to believe that, Jack. But it's a lie. I know it is. A beautiful lie, but a lie nonetheless." "Why do you always doubt me, Yanto?" "What do you propose? That we go out and stand in the rain until it washes away what happened?" Yanto twisted in Jack's arms to face him. "I've never asked too much, Jack. All I ever wanted was for you to be honest with me. And you can't do it, can you? Even now." Jack sighed. "What happened to make you so distrusting?" he whispered, pushing his fingers through Yanto's hair. "Was it me? Was it Torchwood? Who treated you so badly that you have to hide behind this shell?" He kissed Yanto softly. "I know I'm being selfish. I just don't want to lose you, unless you're doing this for absolutely the right reasons." Yanto's breath caught in his throat, and suddenly tears stung behind his eyes. He blinked rapidly, determined not to show the doubts he was feeling. "I feel so guilty," he said quietly. "So many dead. Lisa, Naz, they're all gone, and I'm still here, and I should be grieving for them. But instead I'm here, with you. It's like they're slipping away from me."
"So you want to forget them completely? Because you feel like you're not suffering enough?"
"If I don't remember them, then I can't feel bad for not thinking about them all the time."
Silence settled over them again. The only sound came from the rain, as it drummed harder against the window, so much for it being a passing shower.
"You know I never meant for you to forget them, Yan," Jack murmured eventually.
"I know, but they used to fill my dreams and my thoughts, and now they're just
memories."
Jack's voice was soft, his eyes understanding.
"That's just the pain that's going, Yan, not them. They'll never leave you. No one who was truly loved is ever forgotten when they're gone. It's just, after time, you can think of them without it hurting so much."
"But it should hurt." Yanto pushed Jack away and stepped backwards, feeling his cheeks flush with anger. "They suffered and died, and I didn't. Do you have any idea what that feels like?" more than you could possibly imagine. Yanto glared at him. Normally he treasured these occasional slips that Jack made, but today he just found it infuriating. He watched as Jack went to sit on the sofa, suddenly struck by how old the other man looked, how weary, like he'd seen more than one person should ever see. Still, there was no point trying to piece the puzzle that was Jack Harkness together now. By morning he wouldn't even remember who Jack was. A stab of pain jolted through him at the thought. He thought of Lisa, of happier times spent cuddled up in bed or walking in the hills, then imagined not remembering any of that, and felt a definite twinge of something. He thought of Naz, of snatched moments and lingering kisses, lazy mornings and passionate nights, and his gut ached. "I don't want to forget them," he admitted slowly, crossing the floor and sinking to his knees in front of Jack. "I don't want to forget you." Jack looked up, meeting his gaze. "Are you sure?" he asked softly. "Are you sure you don't want to be different?" Yanto shook his head. "I want to be me, Yanto Jones, receptionist, archivist, and all-round emotional mess." He smiled. "Who loves you? Jack Harkness, leader, protector, and all-round crazy screw-up." He slid his hand to the back of Jack's neck, gazing at him for a moment before pulling him into a kiss. "I think I ought to be offended," mumbled Jack, smiling against Yanto's lips. Yanto chuckled and pushed him backwards gently. "Time to stop hiding. Time to start living."